You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Weather will be good for your little outing, your date night tomorrow night for your anniversary to go to see Dave Matthews. So you're telling me that Martin next door has been multiple times? Multiple?
Well, he popped in this morning. You know, we did our normal little morning chit-chat, and he was asking what we were doing this weekend. So I said, the Dave Matthews. He's like, oh, I'm so bummed. I want to go to that. And I was like, oh, you're a fan, huh? He goes, guess how many times I've seen him? I was like, I don't know, 5-6 times. He's like, oh, no. He's like, 40. He's like, this would have been my 41st time to go see him this weekend. He's like, but my parents are coming into town and I have a wedding. So my Friday and Saturday night is completely booked. And I was like, what? 40 times the same concert, essentially? I'm like, why?
I can't wrap my brain around
it. Why is just the only question. Why? I mean, once you see him like 2-3 times, okay, that's great. I mean, at some point I feel like it just becomes a challenge then to see how many times you can see them, and then it becomes a bragging thing.
Yeah, then it just becomes your routine.
It's nothing about the band. It's nothing about the music. You're just so you can impress somebody in the kitchen at 5 a.m., you know?
Well, and on top of that, you know what else jumps into my mind? I mean, Martin is in his 20s still, isn't he?
I believe he is.
Late 20s?
Maybe.
The thing is, I mean, even if he's 30, quite honestly, Dave Matthews' band is before his time. That's
right.
What's funny about this. I mean, they're a late night. They were at their heyday in the late 90s. Sure, they bled over into the early 2000s, and they're still putting out music today. I get all that.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about their heyday when people, it was the thing to do was to buy their music,
absolutely,
go to their concerts. Martin wasn't even born.
He wasn't even, probably born.
He was an infant.
He had no money to buy their product, you know.
That's why, you know, normally with these bands that people go to see 20 times, it's like from, you know, from like their late teens, early 20s, that's when they were really getting into music. And so they created a bond with that band.
Yeah.
This smacks, and I love Martin, but this smacks to me of being a joiner.
A little bit, yeah, a joiner. You know? And now he's like, oh, I saw him, like he's, he probably saw him, you know, 10 times. And he's like, okay, I'm just going to keep doing this. And oh, I got to 15, and oh, I got to 20, and
I got
then
another
you start adding it up, the money.
I want you to go down the hall when we get into a break. Will you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Go down and ask him, out of those 40 shows, how many he got free tickets to?
Yeah, that's a
because
good...
I would like, because concert tickets aren't cheap anymore.
No, they're not.
Right?
They're definitely not. Well, then you really have to start, he didn't see all 40 concerts here in Colorado, so... You start adding up the travel costs of all this, and he's
yeah,
into thousands
of dollars.
Of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Is that money well spent?
To hear the same 16 songs played over and over again.
I know. Satellite. You can only hear Satellite so many times.
I don't want to hear Satellite. I could stand Too Much, So Much to Say, and some of the others.
Yes.
And I know you and Nicole have, you know, your
song. Our song.
Yes.
And I was telling him about that. He's like, ooh. He's like, you know what? They don't play that one a lot. It's like, damn it. Because I was kind of hoping they were going to play it this weekend when we were there. And he's like, he's like, that's probably not one you're going to hear. I was like, darn.
Maybe they will.
Maybe.
You know, if you could find a way to sneak backstage before the show, you can put in a request. I actually did that at a Spoon concert several years ago. They stopped playing a certain song in their sets. And I went backstage before the show and was talking to them. And I told them about, you know, what we had done with the song on the show. And used it to raise money for the charity marathon and blah, blah, blah. So they busted it out on stage during their show.
That.
So maybe you could influence them, Jeremy.
Come
You're
on,
a
maybe.
Hot shot. Get backstage.
Do they have a fan club I can reach out to? Or
ask Studley Steve, our program director, if he'll get you hooked up with the record guys.
Yeah, and I'll send him a message.
And get you backstage.
I'll do that today.
And tell him, say, this is our song. It's our anniversary. Please play. And they will, because they're a jam band anyway. They don't care.
Yeah. And then get us on stage and set a stool there. And
well,
hey?
Stranger things have happened.
That's right. I know.
And again, you're a big shot.
I feel like I should have started this process a few weeks ago versus...
Yes. Was waiting until, you know, you're...
A couple nights out or whatever. Yeah.
Suggest you do it. I mean, you should have thought of this.
Probably should have. But, you know, I'm just going to be excited to be there, Dom. So
let's do a segment maybe sometime next week or maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Asking people to write in and tell us the band they've seen the most times.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times that is. 40 is
going to be really hard to
really
beat.
Tough to beat.
That's a lot.
Because Martin is a freak.
He is. He really
he's a
is.
Freak.
He's a fan, he's man. That. He is a fan. And he, I was so funny. I was like, well, let's meet up. He's like, oh, I'm not going to be there. And it like totally like it popped his balloon for the morning. He's like, oh, poor
you know
guy.
You'll have to do. You need to take some photos and text him photos from the show.
This has been the best concert.
Yeah, you need to text him photos.
We'll see. We'll see, man. It's funny.
Just to chap him a little bit.
Wish you were here.
You know, quickly, it's also along the lines of people who've seen the same movie over 100 times, because we've done that segment before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And people have told us that there are some movies they've seen 300 or more times.
I just don't get that. I really don't get it.
I've got, you know, a few that I know I've seen a bunch.
Christmas Vacation is the one I instantly think of that I've seen 1,000 times. And it's on every year when we wrap presents, too. Nicole has to put that movie on when we wrap for some reason. Mm-hmm. This is for the holiday spirit, I guess.
My holiday one is It's a Wonderful Life. And there's one, I think year before last, I didn't watch it at all during the season. It just didn't seem right. And this year, it's one of those movies that they're re-releasing on the big screen in theaters in December. So I'm going to see it on the big screen.
Bring your presents and wrap in the movie theater.